Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, you are now in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., coming to you live once again from Detroit, Michigan. We come to you each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I'm asking all listeners, because we do have a lot of new listeners, thank God, we have a lot of new listeners on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, as I always do, please get your Bibles, your pen and paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word on tonight. I will be delivering the Word on tonight. So get your Bibles, your pens and your paper ready, so that you can follow along as we go through God's Word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer because we serve an awesome God. He can not only hear our prayers, but he can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty awesome God we serve on tonight. Aren't you grateful to know that we have a Heavenly Father that loves us and knows us so much, and each one of us, he knows each one of us all at the same time. He knows who you are, where you are. He knows where I am and what we all stand in need of. So I just thank God for who he is on tonight. So we're going to go in prayer. Please pray with me. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for just another day that you have made. We thank you that you have allowed us to wake up and see this new day without hurt, harm, or danger through the night. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit that resides and lives in every believer in Jesus' name. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us in spite of ourselves in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. starting with myself, my entire family, and all those that are saved in Jesus' name. Forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions, because your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. Even though we are saved in Jesus' name, yes, we do know that we do sin. And so that's why we are so thankful for our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, your Son, your only begotten beloved Son, Jesus Christ. And through him, that we can be saved. And then now, once we're saved, we can be redeemed, and we can be restored and forgiven of our sins and our transgressions. We just give you thanks and glory for it in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray now and lift up all those that may be listening on tonight, that may be spiritually blind on tonight, who do not have a personal relationship with your Son. It's our prayer, hope, and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight that will prick their hearts. They will be able to open their own mouth, even on tonight, confess their sins, and they would ask your Son, Jesus Christ, to come to their hearts and save them. And once they're saved, they will come to know, walk in and live in and fulfill their individual God purposes in the earth for your glory, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We come, Heavenly Father, asking that you will move by your Spirit, continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. Touch their hearts, Lord. Let them feel your presence. Let them feel your Spirit. Let them feel your peace and your joy, even in their hour of bereavement, in their hour of sorrow. Let them remember and know that earth sure has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal, is our prayer in the name of Jesus. We also lift up all those that are dealing with sickness in their bodies, their minds and spirits, or whatever the situation may be. You know all about it. So we know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on tonight. Because you are God and you are our healer. Through Jesus Christ, we are healed. By the stripes of Jesus Christ, we thank you that we are healed. So we lift up all of our sisters and brothers in Christ, Heavenly Father, that have illness and ailments in their bodies. We lift them up to you and ask that you would touch, heal, and strengthen their bodies, Heavenly Father, as only you can. And they would give a praise report out of their own mouth, letting the world know that it was you who have healed them and have raised them up and given them another chance. That you would be glorified through it. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we pray that you would help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us and through us on tonight, through me, that you use me to deliver your word through your Holy Spirit. I pray and lift up every believer on tonight, every listener on tonight. Continue to grant them the desires of their hearts. We continue to lift up all our pastors, all bishops, all leaders, Heavenly Father, teachers that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this, who are still teaching and preaching your word, even through social media, due to the worldwide virus and pandemic that we're experiencing and going through to this present time and day. But through social media, your word is still going forth with power. So continue to bless your men and women that you have anointed and appointed. And they are standing on your word and preaching and teaching your word through the worldwide web, through the internet, and through social media outlets. Well, your word is still going forth with power and people are still being saved. So we just give you the glory and honor and praise for that. Continue to bless each one of them, the ministry that you have placed them over, and every member that's attached to that ministry. Continue to bless them individually and then as a corporate body of believers, that we can be faithful, even more faithful doers of your word. Even while we're going through the worldwide pandemic, we can still be faithful doers of your word. And let our light shine in this dark world, that somebody can still see Jesus Christ in us and that you'll be glorified. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. On tonight, we do have a spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, it takes faith to trust God. And that is a fact. That is true. If you have been saved for any amount of time, if you have a relationship with God, our Heavenly Father, you know, it takes faith. It takes faith to trust God. And that's what he wants us to do. We have to put our faith, our hope, and our trust in him, because he is faithful. He's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people, even on tonight. So for this, we are grateful as well. So continue to lift up, remember the spirits of food for thought. And remember, for someone that don't realize and know that if you don't exercise your faith that you have, because the word of God says there has been each one of us has been given a measure of faith Your faith may not be as strong as mine. Mine may not be as strong as someone else's. But the word of God says we all have been given a measure of faith. So you do have some type of faith. And he says all it takes is the faith of a grain of a mustard seed. And so you have to put your faith, your hope, and trust in God to know that he is who he is and know that he is a promise keeper. I am a witness, and I know we have some listeners on the line that can bear witness that God, our Heavenly Father, is a promise keeper. But before we go into the word, I have an announcement that I made to I went to my twin sister and I went to a restaurant here in Michigan, and they were so excited to have the customers come in. They were, you know, coronavirus, they were abiding by the CDC rules and regulations for customers to come in and sit down and dine. So they were so excited that people was actually coming in and, you know, and buying, eating dinner and lunch at the restaurant. So I told her that, and she was asking us to get the word out about their business. I know because a lot of restaurants are closing due to the coronavirus, and a lot of restaurants have shut down, and so a lot of them are not going to reopen, but there are a few that are open, and they are, again, going by the guidelines and only allowing so many customers in at a time, and, you know, it is making sure that you're 6 feet or more apart while you're in the restaurant. And so this restaurant is named Valentino's Diner. And this young lady, I promised her that I would make this announcement on the air for those of you that are in the Michigan area. If you would patronize this restaurant, and they're striving hard to remain open because they do have families too, like everyone else, and they're trying, this is how they make their living. And so they are asking for all people that can, you know, put a good word out for them because the food is really good and the price is very reasonable. So they serve breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Again, it's Valentino's Diner. They open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And they are located at 12930 East 8 Mile Road in Detroit, Michigan. The zip code is 48205. Once again, the Valentino's Diner. The address is 12930 East 8 Mile Road, that's in Detroit, Michigan. Zip code is 48205. And their phone number is area code 313-509-2270. So I just wanted to put in a word for them. I try to keep my word, and the word, you know, your word should be your bond. If you say you're going to do something, then you should do it. If you're not going to do it, then don't make a promise to someone if you know that you're not going to do it. And so God looks at that too. So I just wanted to make sure I kept my promise to that young lady at the restaurant. So we're going to get ready to get into the God's word, but I do want you all to remember and know that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. Once again, I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. So right now we're going to go to our music break. Then we're going to come back and we're going to get into God's word. And again, I hope you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. The main scripture we're going to be coming from for tonight is found in the book of Colossians. The main scripture is coming from the book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse number 6. So I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready so that you have that scripture ready so when we come back from the music break, we can get directly into God's word. And tonight's message title is Keep the Faith and Keep Trusting God While Waiting. Once again, tonight's message title is Keep the Faith and Keep Trusting God While Waiting. So we're going to go to our music break right now, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into God's word. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
Hallelujah. It's an old song. It's an old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray. me. Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Did you hear what he said in that song? It said, this is an urgent request. So, and it's still true today. It is an urgent request because the Lord God said in his word that we are to pray one ye for another. We are to lift each other up in prayer. We are to encourage one another as sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. That's what we're told that we are to do. We love God, and we said we love our sisters and brothers in Christ. That's what we are supposed to do. We are obligated to pray one for another, to look out for one another, and again, to encourage one another in God's word. So again, our message title for tonight is Keep the Faith and Keep Trust in God While Waiting. The main scripture, Colossians chapter 1, verse 6. And I'm coming from the King James Version of the Bible. In verse 6, it says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew. Not only did you hear from it or heard of it, but you heard of it and you knew the grace of God in truth. And then we're going to go up to verse 1 and come down to verse 5. But that was the main scripture for tonight, verse number 6. But I want to start at verse 1, go up to verse 1, the same chapter, Colossians chapter 1. We're now looking at verse 1 through 5. Verse 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, and by Timotheus, our brother, verse 2, to the saints, faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse number 3, we give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Verse number 4 says, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints, that he would say to all the saints, not just some of the saints, but all the saints. This is not a long message for tonight. This is going to get straight to the point for this message title, talking about keep the faith and keep trusting God while waiting. So all of these, the scripture is going to tie in title. So we go down to verse number 5, still in Colossians chapter 1. Now we're down to verse number 5. And it says, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof ye heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. Again, I'm going to read verse number 6 once again. It says, again, verse number 6, which I read earlier, which is the main scripture for tonight's message. Verse number 6 again says, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it doeth also in you, since the day ye heard of it and knew the grace of God in truth. This is just one of the another reason that Christians, you and I, you my sister, you my brother, that we should keep the faith. We should keep trusting God. Not only should we keep trusting God, but you know what? We need to keep praising God while we're waiting for our breakthrough or the manifestation, for our breakthrough to come to us in the natural or in the physical, where we can actually see it or feel it or touch it in the natural. So in the meantime, while we are waiting on our blessing to manifest in the natural, again, it is so important that we as Christians, we as followers of Jesus Christ, we should, again, this is just one of the other, another reason that we as Christians should always keep the faith We should always keep trusting God. We should always keep praising Him. Again, while we're waiting on our breakthrough or for our manifestation to come to us in the natural or in the physical. So I'm going to say unto you, just like the scripture says unto us on tonight, it says, wait on the Lord. I'm sure you have heard that, and it's still true today for you, my sister, you, my brother, and even for me. Whatever position you hold in the body of Christ, the Word of God tells us that we are to wait, you and I, we are to wait on the Lord. And guess what else? He said we are to be of good courage. While we're waiting on the Lord, we still should be of good courage. And guess what he says? He's making a promise to us. He said, and he will strengthen thine heart. And I'm a witness he will. He will strengthen your heart. He has done it for me many times. He's still doing it to this present day in my life. And I'm sure he's doing it in my sisters and brothers' lives that are tuned in on tonight, that have a relationship with God, who are being faithful doers of his word. You know for yourself, too, that he will strengthen your heart. And he will give you the strength and the courage to keep moving forward and keep walking in your God purpose that you are only able to fulfill in the earth for his glory. So as we continue to move forward in this lesson for tonight, we're going to now look at in the book of Hebrews, the book of Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 and 34. Again, we're still looking at the King James Version of the Bible. Once again, this is not a long, drawn-out message for tonight, but I think it's something that someone that is tuned in on tonight needs to hear, because God, he knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So I pray that so far what you have heard is been a blessing to you, and as we continue to move forward, that you will receive this word on tonight, and that you will stand on this word if you feel like giving up and throwing in the towel. And because, you know what, don't do it, because that's a trick of the enemy, the father of lies, Satan. That's exactly what he wants you to do. He wants you to give up. He wants me to give up. He wants us to give up. He don't want us to put our faith and our trust in God. He know what we he know that we are trusting God. He know that we have prayed for God to bless us with certain things, and he see that the manifestation have not materialized yet in the physical in our lives. So he's watching us to see how we are acting, how we're conducting ourselves and our attitudes while we're waiting on God to bless us through our prayers for the manifestation to take effect in the natural. So that's what the enemy does. He wants me to get discouraged. He wants me to get discouraged, stop fulfilling our God purpose, and just give up and throw in the towel and just turn our back on God. But no, don't do that. So that's why the Lord lets us know that through it all, because he told us in his word that in this life, as a follower of Christ, we're going to have trials and tribulations. So there's no way of getting around it. Whether you're a seasoned saint or a new babe in Christ, the Word of God is letting us know that we're going to experience trials and tribulations just like his son Jesus did when he was here in the flesh. He went through everything that we're experiencing. Jesus has already been through it. So that's why he can understand what we're going through. And that's why I'm so grateful that you and I, who are saved in his name, we can go to Jesus through Jesus Christ, and we can ask to be forgiven of our sins. And our Heavenly Father, he will strengthen us. He will encourage us to keep moving forward. After we have repented and been forgiven of our sins, he will strengthen us to keep moving forward. And he knows our heart. I'm too grateful that God knows your heart and that he's not like man. So as we continue to move forward, we're looking in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 33 and 34. And verse 33 says, who through faith, there we go again talking about faith, who through faith subdued, or in other words, conquered, I'm paraphrasing, the Word of God says, through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, or in other words, our enemy, your enemy, my enemies, He's letting you and I know that he has stopped the mouths of the lions. Verse 34 says, quenched the violence of fire, or stopped the violence of fire. Escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness, were made strong. See, out of our weakness, that's why we go back to, out of our weakness, God will strengthen us. That's why we have to stand on our faith, knowing that in our weakness, he will strengthen you and I. Because again, without God, we can't do nothing. You and I, we are nothing, and we cannot do anything without him. We need him. He don't need us. Some people have it twisted. They think that God needs them, but no, that's not true. Thank God he loves us. He made us, and he loves us. He don't love our sins, but he loves us because he made us. But he do not love sin. So thank God for those that are saved in Jesus' name, that, and when we do go through our trials and tribulations, and we do get weak in our faith, we know that when we pray and pray right, we can pray to Jesus, and he will comfort, he will come to us, and he will strengthen us through his Holy Spirit, through his word, through our faith will be strengthened and built up as we continue to lean and depend on God, as we continue to lean and depend on Jesus through our faith in him. He says again, escape the edge of the sword, out of weakness, were made strong, wax valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the allies. Why? I'm asking a question here now after that. Why? In the book of Jeremiah chapter 29, verse number 11, gives us the answer. Jeremiah 29th chapter, verse number 11 says, for I know, this is the Heavenly Father talking to us, those that are saved in Jesus' name, says, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you and I, my sister, my brother, he's talking to you and me. This is what the Lord is saying. He knows the thoughts that he thinks toward you and I, said the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. In other words, a good or a great end. And I'm paraphrasing right there. But that's what he wants for us. He wants the best for his children, the followers of Jesus Christ, the doers of his word. He wants the best for us. For those that are true kingdom builders here on earth, who have not thrown in the towel, who have not given up on God, who are, again, being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. But that's what he's looking for. So that's why I'm letting you know through God's word on tonight. That's what he says. And then also in Hebrews, we're going up to, we're still in Hebrews chapter 11. Now we're going up to verse number 1, verse 1, 2, and 3. I'm so grateful that the Lord said he knows the thoughts. He knows the thoughts that he has towards us. Wow. That's powerful right there all by itself. But then in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, now, because we know that, he says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Right now, it's not maybe tomorrow, but he says now. That's an important word, and a lot of people leave that word out when they quote that scripture. They start off by saying faith is the substance of things hoped for, but they leave out that important word now. He says now. That means right now, immediately, he can do it. He can turn that thing around for you and for me. That's the kind of God we serve. He says now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Then verse 2 says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. And I have a question to you, the listeners, on tonight. After that verse was just read, says, for by it the elders obtained a good report. What are you talking about? What it are you talking about? Go right back to verse number 1, talking about these same elders, see, they had to stand on their faith too. So that's why they said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So that's why it says in verse 2, for by that same verse 1, for by that same verse 1, that same scripture, for by it the elders of the days of old, they obtained a good report. So now I have a question for you, the listener. What kind of report are you leaving? Think about it. Then we go down to verse number 3, which says, through faith. See, here we go again, talking about faith. See, again, it takes faith to please God. Faith moves the hand of God on our behalf. And that's why I'm so glad and so grateful that he's not like man. He searches our hearts. He knows our intents. He knows if we have hidden motives or agendas or not. Are we serving him for real because we really love him? So verse number 3 says, through faith, we, the believers in Jesus Christ, through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. So that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So you, my sister, you, my brother on tonight that has tuned in to this ministry, to this worldwide platform to hear another word from the Lord on tonight. Like I said, it was not a long word, but I can only give you what he gives to me. And so I pray that what I have given you on tonight was helpful to someone on tonight. I pray that it was a blessing to someone, and that not only was it a blessing to you, but now that you have been blessed by this word, you will turn around and you will share this word with someone else so someone else can be encouraged, so someone else's faith can be built up and strengthened and increased after you have shared what you have heard from this ministry over this worldwide platform on tonight through God's word. So I pray that again that you have been blessed by it. I pray that you have been encouraged by this word on tonight. And so again, God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we all stand in need of. So when we deliver God's word the way he says, deliver it and give to people what he gives to you as those that are delivering the word. Just tell the people, not your opinions and not your feelings, but just tell them what thus said the Lord. And then your part is done, then God will do the rest. So I thank God that his word will not go out void. He's going to accomplish everything that God has set out for it to do. For every listener on tonight that has heard this word on tonight, I want you to remember and know that when you feel like giving up, when you feel like throwing in the towel, when things don't seem to be going your way, and it all seems like all hell is breaking loose on every side, and it seems like God is nowhere to be found, then you must stand on this word that you just heard on tonight. And I am a living witness, and I know I have many listeners on tonight that can touch and agree with on tonight. But you, my sister, you, my brother, who feel like giving up, don't do it. That's what the enemy wants you to do. You got to stand on God's word, because he promised that he would not put no more on us than we're able to bear. So that's why we have to keep the faith and keep trusting God. And then I also want to add not only do we or should we keep the faith and keep trusting in God, but we should also keep praising God. Once again, we should keep the faith. We should keep trusting God. But I say, and I include, we should always keep praising God while we're waiting on our breakthrough, on our manifestation to materialize our blessing to materialize in the natural. Because, again, God is a promise keeper. He's not like man. He cannot lie. He cannot fail nor change. So I thank God he has a perfect track record. He is a promise keeper. So he said he would grant us the desires of our hearts if we walk upright before him. So are you trying to be pleasing to the Lord on tonight, my sister, my brother? Are you walking in your God purpose? Are you letting your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give God the glory? The only way you can do that when you are keeping your faith in God and you keep trusting God and you keep praising him, even though your breakthrough have not come yet. because people are watching us as the saints of God. Indeed, if you have shared anything about your prayer life to anyone on your job or your family member that may not be saved and don't understand how the Lord works, and they are watching you to see how you react and your attitude, how you are responding when you don't receive your blessing when you think that you should receive it. But you, on the other hand, you see others around you being blessed. And so you got to remember that, just like this word said on tonight, no matter what it looks like, God wants you to keep the faith. So again, that's what pleases God. That's what moves his hands on your behalf and on my behalf. When we keep the faith, he sees our faith. Faith is an action word. So while you're waiting on your deliverance, while you're waiting on God to bless you through your prayers, whatever you're praying and trusting God for, keep trusting him and keep praising him while you're waiting. And that way he will truly be glorified. So I pray that you have received this word on tonight and that it was a blessing to every listener. So we're going to, on that note, we're going to close out kind of early for tonight, but that's the message for tonight. And I pray that you have received it and that God is glorified. So we're going to close out in prayer. Know that I love you no matter who you are. I don't know who you are, but God knows who you are. He knows where you are. He knows exactly what you stand in need of. So again, I ask him, everyone, to continue to encourage one another in God's word. Continue to lift each other up in prayer, because the prayers of the righteous still avail as much. So we're standing on God's word. Again, he is a promise keeper. And he will come through if you continue to keep the faith, continue to keep trusting God, continue to pray, keep praising him while waiting. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you for your grace and your mercy on tonight. We, Heavenly Father, we ask that you will forgive us once again. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Continue to move by your Spirit in each one of our lives. Continue to mold us and make us after your will. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are in total control no matter what it looks like. We thank you that you are in total control, and all power in heaven and in earth is still in your hands. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that it still works and it would never lose its power. So we just give you the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said amen. Well, once again, know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Just want to say, continue to keep wearing your mask. Continue social distancing. Continue to washing your hands. And make sure that you do go out and vote. Too many people have suffered and bled and died for you and I to have the opportunity to use our freedom and our voice to vote. So if you don't know who to vote for, pray and ask God to lead and guide you. And he won't lead you and guide you wrong. So pray and then vote. Make sure you vote. Your vote do count. Again, know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
You